Masechet Menachot Perek Tet Mishnah Bet. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about the measuring cups used to measure dry items in the Beit HaMikdash, like flour. Now we'll talk about what kelim were used to measure liquids like oil and wine. Mishnah says, Sheva midot shelach hayu b'mikdash. There were seven types of measures for liquids in the Beit HaMikdash. Hin, v'hatziah hin, ushlishita hin, urviita hin, log, v'hatzi log, urviit log. So the seven we just mentioned are, the biggest one is the hin. The hin is equal to 12 revi'its. A revi'it is approximately 13 to 14 ounces. So you have to imagine that a hin is approximately 150 ounces, somewhere around there. So the biggest one is the hin. You have half of that, the hatziah hin. You have the shlishita hin, a third of a hin. Urvi'ita hin, and the quarter of a hin. Those are the first four measuring cups that you had. Then you had the smaller ones, log. Log is around, we said, 13, 14 ounces. V'hatzi log, a half of a log. Urvi'it log, or a quarter of a log, is the smallest one. That's approximately what we have to have in our cups for Kiddush. Those are the seven different types of measuring cups that they had in the Beit HaMikdash to measure liquids. Rabbi Eliezer bar Sadok omer, shenatot hayu bahen, says Rabbi Eliezer bar Sadok, there was only one measuring container, one measuring cup, which was the hin. And there were markings in the hin to sort of show where the measurements were. Adkan pad, until this spot, which was hatziah hin, half of the hin for the nesachim of a bull. Adkan la'ayil, until here, which is a third of a hin for the nesachim of the ram. Adkan la'keves, until here, which is a quarter of a hin for the nesachim of the lamb. So there would be markings in the measuring cup that would show how much oil or wine was needed for each one of the nesachim. We only used the hin one time, which was Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar in order to make Shemen HaMishcha. He needed that large amount of olive oil to make the Shemen HaMishcha, but we don't use it for any other korbanot. We use all the other measurements for that. Even the log had ridges or marks here in this larger cup. Third opinion. Rabbi Shimon omer, lo haya sham hin, v'hi mehaya hahin meshamesh, says Rabbi Shimon. There was no measurement of a hin in the Beit HaMikdash whatsoever, because why would we have a hin? What purpose would it serve in the Beit HaMikdash? As we mentioned, the hin was only used one time in the history of the Jewish people, which was in the desert to make the Shemen HaMishcha, and that Shemen, that oil, anointing oil, miraculously remained for the entirety of the generation. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, there was no purpose in having a hin in the Beit HaMikdash. So if we're trying to get to the seven, Ve'el amidai tera shelogo mehaitza, there was a haita, there was an additional measuring vessel, a keli of a log and a hef in the Beit HaMikdash, sheba haya moded minhat kohen gadol, that the measurement of oil for the minhat havitin of the kohen gadol, this would be used for that. The minhat havitin had a total of three lugin, and it was divided up half in the morning and half in the evening. Logu mehetza baboked, velogu mehetza ben ha'arbaim, a log and a half in the morning, and a log and a half and a half in the afternoon. The other opinions would come up with different ways to get there. The Tanakama would say that a half log measuring cup would be used, and they would use it three times, fill it up three times to get to the one and a half. We have seemingly an agreement between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama about a seven liquid measuring cups in the Beit HaMikdash. This seems to be a tradition from Har Sinai. And in Rabbi Shimon's view, there was no hin in the Beit HaMikdash, so therefore, he had to substitute in a different count of an additional type of cup to get to the seven that he had a tradition about. According to Rabbi Shimon, the seventh vessel must have been a log and a half, because that's the other measurement used by the Kohen Gadol for the Minhat Havitin. Tanakama didn't need to come up with that. He said that since the hin was once used, the tradition means that that was kept with the rest of the kelim in the Beit HaMikdash and was one of the seven measurements used to measure liquid.